In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't know if you are a fan of the Spit and Chicklets podcast, Jonathan. You ever listen to the Spit and Chicklets podcast?
Never heard of it before.
So it's good. It's a hockey podcast. It's got a couple of ex-NHL guys on it, Paul Bissonnette, Ryan Whitney. And they were chatting this week about, or maybe it was last week, about Edina, and they played in the state championship game, obviously. Mason West, who's the quarterback there, a phenomenal hockey player, as was the team's goalie, who's a great football player. And both of them, I think, were going to go back and play for the hockey team, or there's maybe some dispute. But there's this great clip that I was hoping we could play here before our next guest that kind of sets up just what we're talking about and why Minnesota hockey is so great. Take a listen.
Like, what are this kid's chances of now getting like a D1 scholarship for football?
I think he has offers. Like, being that big, I saw some videos of the throws the kid's making. Like, in the final game, he was just 7-for-7, but the goalie on the Edina High School hockey team was the running back, had 6 rushing touchdowns. So this town and this state, I've been very clear. There is nobody that does it like Minnesota with youth sports and playing for your town. It's an incredible thing that I pray to the state of Minnesota, don't change. Don't fall into the disgusting nastiness like Massachusetts has, where it is now a for-profit business that's all for money. It is still about the kids. It's still about youth sports and playing other sports in that state, and it's awesome. And
wow, so well said, Whit.
It is awesome, and we're very lucky to have it the way it is here. My next guest is Mike Sneese, Vice President of Community and Hockey Partnerships with the Minnesota Wild, and knows the importance of community hockey like I don't think anyone else I have ever known in my life. Mike, thanks for coming on, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Community hockey, so we know what it is, but describe what it is and why it is so important to Minnesota.
Thanks for having me, Dave. And I guess I'm curious how many people you know that think a lot about community hockey.
I think people take it for granted. I think they know it's there, but they don't understand it.
Yeah, and I say you're exactly right. And I used to take it for granted only because you don't know what you don't know. And so, you know, you didn't realize what you had and how special it was. And now, as you alluded to, how potentially, you know, it might not always be here. And so that's, I think that's the point. But community hockey, which a lot of people don't necessarily say that. They just say hockey or they say youth hockey. But I like to say community hockey as often as I can because the community piece is important. And what that means, think of it like the old school three-legged stool. It's the nonprofit youth associations. There's about 130 of those spread across our state. And then it's vibrant high school hockey that spread across the state. There's about 140 boys varsity programs, about 115 girls varsity programs. And then the most important leg to the stool is all of our community run, community owned, community operated ice facilities, ice arenas across the state. And they might be owned in different ways. They might be owned by a county or a city or a school, but the purpose of the rink is what matters. And that what I mean by that is they're not for profit. The point isn't to maximize profit. The point is to serve their community. So it's the ice rinks, it's the nonprofit youth associations, it's high school hockey. You add those three things up, that's community hockey, and that's very unique to Minnesota. I would also say like Western Wisconsin and North Dakota are very similar. So I tend to just say Minnesota, but I certainly would lump in Hudson and Superior and other communities like that into it. But that's, for the most part, that's not how kids play hockey, especially like high level competitive hockey in the rest of the country.
When I signed my son up for hockey, he is now a high school hockey player, as is yours, and they played each other this week, which was kind of fun. When I signed him up, I remember thinking, wow, this is so much money. This is so expensive. And then after you and I had chatted and gotten to know each other, you helped me realize that this is nothing compared to some other places where you play hockey, right? I mean, like, we actually have it really good in Minnesota when it comes to paying for ice hockey.
Yeah, it's a fraction of what you would pay elsewhere. I also want to acknowledge it's not perfect here. It's probably more expensive than it needs to be, and there are certainly plenty of opportunities to improve hockey here. But when you compare what's required or what is perceived to be required to be a competitive hockey player anywhere in Minnesota compared to pretty much anywhere else in the country, and you're talking that it's anywhere from a quarter of the cost to 10% of the cost. I mean, literally, it is common in some parts of this country to invest over $30,000 a year if you have a 12 or a 13 or a 14-year-old girl or boy who is really into hockey and is aspirational. They don't even have to be, like, bound for the NHL or PWHL. It's just like, hey, if this is what makes me happy and I get really excited about it and I want to become as good as I can and I'm 13 years old, what you have to pay financially and also what you have to give up from a life standpoint, from a time standpoint, is so much less here in Minnesota. And then beyond that, like, the outcomes are generally better, especially, you know, if you're looking at the production of players moving on to the highest levels, whether that's professional or college.
So why is this in danger? Why is this model here in danger? We heard Ryan Whitney say, like, don't ever change Minnesota. Don't do what Massachusetts did. What is the danger here, Mike?
Yeah, well, it's what Massachusetts did. It's privatize the sport, move it away from community, move it away from something where it's an asset to the town or the place where you live or the school that you go to, and make it a for-profit business where the point of it isn't necessarily to serve the community or serve the kids, serve the players. It's to make money. And it doesn't make it wrong. It's not illegal. Sure. But a business model is a great way to run a restaurant or a dry cleaner. It's not a great way to grow a sport. It's not a great way to ensure that as many kids are playing the game as possible and that the sport is culturally important. And I often compare it to, like, football. The way that a kid plays football in Minnesota and in all 50 states is very similar to how a kid in Minnesota plays hockey. But how a kid elsewhere in the country plays hockey is probably more similar with, like, how a competitive dancer would dance in Minnesota, meaning that dancer is generally dancing at a private dance studio, and they might be getting a good product, but they're paying a ton for that product. And because it is a product, the owner of that dance studio wants that young dancer, who's a customer, to dance 12 months out of the year, and which is probably not appropriate for a 9-year-old person. So the danger is that youth sports in our country is moving rapidly towards privatized for-profit delivery model and away from the community model that Minnesota has. And it's moving in that direction, not because there's any research that suggests it makes a better athlete, not because it's better for the kid, certainly not because it's better for, like, the popularity of the sport. It's moving in that direction because youth sports is a very lucrative business. And that's the danger. That's what Massachusetts did. And we're fortunate they did not have a cautionary tale. People in Massachusetts did not have a cautionary tale. They moved from community to for profit, and all of the outcomes are not desirable. Depending on, on however you measure number of kids that play, high end kids that come out of your state, cost to play, meaningfulness in the culture, all of those outcomes have declined significantly. So we know what will happen if we follow the rest of the country. However, we are moving more like the rest of the country because you can make a lot of money if you sell the product of youth hockey.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mike Snee is my guest. He's the Vice President of Community and Hockey Partnerships with the Minnesota Wild. If you have ever been to a high school hockey game, I mean, you don't even have to. You can literally go to any town in the metro and or out and find a great rivalry game, right? I mean, even they don't even have to be right next to each other. I watched a couple weeks ago at the Turkey Trot, Moorhead and Edina, and it's packed. And it's so much fun. And I just, the idea, Mike, of losing something like that as both a hockey player, growing up somewhere else, but also as the parent of kids who are now playing, a kid who's playing in high school, getting to realize and how special it is to play for your hometown team, and also what that does for your development and why it is the best, right? I mean, it's just, you don't get that kind of experience anywhere else but being able to play for your hometown team.
That's what all sports used to be for kids. And on that shift, like we mentioned, really outside of football and hockey in Minnesota, the competitive model of whether it's volleyball, baseball, softball, soccer, it's moving quickly away from what you just described there. And I do think about, like, the wonders of high school hockey in Minnesota, and it's the same thing. You know, Fridays in the fall at the football field are Saturdays in the winter at the ice arena, and especially when you get out to the non-metro towns, especially in the northern part of the state, where it's just so neat to see the community come together and support the young hockey players, and then also the younger players that are at the rink watching the older players play. It's an important part of the whole aspirational, inspirational piece of the puzzle. And I do this a lot. I go back to football all the time because I think when you think of it in a football context, nobody questions it when it comes to football. Nobody questions that the school delivery model, the high school delivery model, the community delivery model of football is that there's anything wrong with it. You know, people realize it's spectacular. And one thing that I enjoy when I'm at a high school football game is almost every time I've been at one, there's like a touch football game involving 8-year-olds that's going on right by the field, right? It's almost like a required part of the experience. And that's just like, don't undersell that, the importance of that in the whole scheme of, you know, young player getting motivated. And then within that group of players, there's a couple in there that have that combination of, they're pretty genetically gifted and they care a ton, And that's, you know, that's what happens to, that's what's required. I mean, I wonder if a 5-year-old Mason West was watching Andres Lee play quarterback for Edina a number of years ago. You know, I don't know, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes me feel really old, too, because I remember when Andres Lee was in high school. And to think that Mason West was just a kid. I know. Skate It Forward, a philanthropic initiative of the Minnesota Wild Foundation, dedicated to preserving, strengthening, and celebrating community hockey in Minnesota. I know this is a passion of yours, and there are a lot of people that are very passionate about this as well. Tell me about Skate It Forward, where it's going, and what you hope for this.
Sure. It's an initiative of the Minnesota Wild and the Minnesota Wild Foundation. They started it. Introduced it on Hockey Day in Minnesota this year, so 11 months ago. The Minnesota Wild, since day one, since they first dropped the puck in 2000, and even when they first were granted a franchise in 1997, credit to the original owners, the Nagley family, and the current owners, Craig Leopold and his family, and then certainly to the longtime Minnesota Wild CEO, Matt Maka, they've always understood the importance of community hockey. They've always supported it, both financially and also other ways other than just celebrating the game in non-financial ways. And so I would say they are, I mean, maybe there's other teams in the NHL that do as much as the Wild, but there's no team that does more. The Wild have always been at the front of the line when it comes to NHL teams supporting hockey in their market. The Wild know the importance of community hockey. Well, now they're even upping their support of it with supporting this new initiative called Skate It Forward. And the purpose of Skate It Forward is to preserve, strengthen, and celebrate community hockey. So we don't want to lose it. And while we're at it, we want to make it better because it's not perfect. And then we really want to be loud about it. So people do realize that what we have is pretty special and that we can't take it for granted because we don't want to lose it. So Skate It Forward, created just a few months ago. It's a philanthropic initiative. Raise money for our foundation, reinvest that money that we raise back into community hockey, most notably back into getting even more 6-, 7-, and 8-year-olds across the state playing the game.
Like a covered refrigerated outdoor rink with Matamidi, correct?
Matamidi is one, but that's funny you bring that up because that is a trend in our state, kind of an unintentional trend. It started by, you've been to the St. Louis Park rink, haven't you?
I have. Yes, I have.
Yeah. Yeah. That's almost like public art. Yeah, it opened 11 years ago. I think it was 11 years ago, maybe 12. And that was the first one. And then that has started this trend now. Delano just opened a rink 2 weeks ago, a covered refrigerated outdoor rink. I believe they are 8th or 9th. And Matamidi, among other towns, are wanting to build one. So they hope to be next. They have a campaign called the Matamidi Rink of Dreams. Got some attention today because they had some fun videos that were on social media promoting a Flowathon fundraising event that they're hosting in January. So they, you know, Matamidi, I know Perham is trying to do it. There's a few other communities that we're aware of that are also trying to do it. So who knows, maybe in a decade or two, we'll have 50 or 60 covered refrigerated outdoor rinks spread across the state, further introducing more kids to the game.
I love it. Mike, thanks so much for all the time tonight. I know we could keep talking about this, but I greatly appreciate your time. And I know you're up at a hockey tournament this weekend, so good luck up there.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Thanks, Mike. If you want more information, by the way, skateitforward.org. There is a ton of information where you can learn more about it as well as donate as well.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.